Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to stretch an old school drum and bass snare so it keeps that classic snap, but also drives a roller groove forward with real momentum inside Ableton Live 12. Now, when I say stretch, I do not mean make it huge or washed out. I mean give it just enough body and tail so it feels like it's pulling the track onward. That's the magic of a great DNB snare. It's not just a hit on 2 and 4. It becomes part of the engine. First thing, choose the right source sample. Start with a snare that already has the right DNA. An isolated break snare, a 90s-style acoustic snare, or something dry with a short transient and a medium tail will usually work best. If the sample is already super bright, super processed, or huge and roomy, it can be harder to shape into that timeless old-school feel. You want sharp attack first, tone second. If the first 10 to 20 milliseconds are weak, nothing you do later is really going to fix the character. Drag your snare into an audio track, or better yet, build a drum rack and load the snare into Sampler. If the sample is already clean and in time, don't worry about warping it right away. Keep it simple. You're listening for a strong initial crack, a body that isn't too short, and a tail that can be controlled. Now let's build a layered snare, because in DNB, layering is often the difference between something decent and something that really knocks. Set up three layers inside a drum rack. One is your main old-school snare sample. One is a transient layer, maybe a bright snare or rimshot. And one is a body layer, something lower and weightier, maybe a snare with a little tom-like character. A good starting balance is about 70% main snare, 20% transient, and 10% body. That body layer should stay subtle. Too much low mid in the snare will fight the kick and bass, and that will kill the roller feel fast. Inside each sampler, use one-shot mode. Keep the attack tight, and use the start point to fine-tune the transient. Sometimes moving the start by just a tiny amount changes everything. If the snare feels too clicky and modern, lengthen the decay a little and soften the transient layer. If it feels too short, let the decay breathe more. This is where the stretch happens. Not in a big dramatic way, just enough to make the energy linger and push into the next beat. A really useful stock device here is drum bus. Put it on the snare group or on the snare chain. Start with a little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. Add some transient, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, depending on how much snap you want. Keep boom very low unless you're going for a thicker, jungle rude vibe. Drum bus can add density and forward motion, but be careful not to overdo it. The goal is punch with control, not a giant drum smear. Next, use EQ8. This is where you clear space and emphasize the important parts of the snare. High pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz to remove low-end junk. If the snare needs more weight, try a gentle boost around 180 to 250 Hz, but keep it mussed. If it sounds boxy, cut somewhere around 400 to 700 Hz. For crack and presence, a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. And if you need a bit more air, a gentle lift around 8 to 10 kHz can work. The main thing is not to overbrighten it. In fast DNB, a snare that is too sharp can become exhausting very quickly. If it pokes too hard, cut before you boost. And always judge the snare in the context of the bass line, not just in solo. Solo can lie to you. The real test is whether the snare still reads clearly when the sub and mid bass are moving. Now add some saturation. Saturator is perfect for this. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip-on, can give you density and glue. It helps the snare feel finished and present without needing to be aggressively loud. That soft clipping is especially useful in roller tunes, because it lets the snare stay forward in the mix without turning brittle. For that old-school room character, use a short reverb on a return track. Think small room, not massive hall. A decay of around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, a little pre-delay, and filtering the lows and highs will usually do the job. Keep the low cut fairly high so the reverb doesn't muddy the low end, and keep the high end controlled so the room stays dark and vintage. A short room tail can make the snare feel like it stretches naturally after the hit, which adds motion without crowding the groove. If you want even more thickness and movement, set up parallel compression. Put glue compressor on a return. Compress it quite hard, then blend that return underneath the dry snare. Use a fairly fast attack, a release that breathes, and enough gain reduction to really squeeze the return. You should feel the body and sustain more than you hear the compression itself. That's the trick. It gives the snare more roll and more confidence without flattening the transient on the main channel. At this point, tighten the timing against the rest of the beat. In a classic DNB pattern, the snares sit on 2 and 4, but the way they interact with ghost hits, percussion, and bass motion is what creates the momentum. If your bass line is busy, shorten the snare tail a little and keep the reverb tucked in. If the bass line is sparse, you can afford a little more tail and room. Always ask yourself, is the snare pushing the next bar forward, or is it just sitting there marking time? That's also where ghost notes come in. A light snare, before the main hit, a tiny velocity change, or a subtle fill at the end of a phrase can make the whole groove feel more alive. Don't clutter it. Just one or two well-placed ghost notes can give you that old-school human feel. Use velocity lanes in your MIDI clip, and vary the strength of the hits. The main backbeat hits should be full and confident, while the ghost notes stay low and supportive. You can also add variation by switching snare personalities across the arrangement. For example, use a tighter, drier snare in the intro, a fuller version in the drop, and a softer, more atmospheric version in the breakdown. This keeps the track evolving, without needing completely new sounds every 8 bars. If you want to get a little more advanced, try nudging one layer a few milliseconds earlier for bite, and another layer a few milliseconds later for weight. That tiny offset can make the snare feel wider and more alive without any stereo gimmicks. Arrangement matters a lot here too. If you want the snare to feel bigger, give it space. Pull the bass out for half a bar before a fill. Remove a top percussion layer before a key snare moment. Automate the reverb send up slightly before a transition. And if you want a classic bit of tension, duplicate the snare, reverse it, filter it a little, and let it lead into the main hit. That kind of pre-hit energy works beautifully in atmospheric DNB and jungle-influenced rollers. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the snare too huge. Bigger is not always better in drum and bass. Momentum matters more than size. Don't overbrighten the crack, especially in the upper mids. Don't leave too much low end in the snare. And don't use long, washed-out reverb tails unless you really mean to blur the groove. Also, be careful with phase when layering. If the layers are canceling each other out, adjust the start points in Simpler and audition each layer on its own. If you want to push this into darker or heavier territory, there are a few easy upgrades. Add a dirtier transient layer, maybe a rimshot or gritty break snare. Use parallel distortion very subtly on a return. Keep the room dark instead of shiny. Sidechain the reverb return from the dry snare so the hit stays clean, and the tail blooms after it. And if the tune section changes, let the snare change too. More saturation and less room in the drop. Softer top end and more ambience in the breakdown. Little changes like that go a long way. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 4-bar roller loop at around 174 BPM. Load one classic snare into Simpler, layer a brighter transient, and put both into a drum rack. On the snare group, use EQ8, drum bus, and saturator. Set up a short dark room reverb on a return, and a parallel compression return with glue compressor. Program snares on 2 and 4, then add one ghost note before bar 4, and one reversed pickup into the loop restart. Make 3 versions, dry and punchy, roomier and more old school, and darker and heavier. Then ask yourself which one feels like it pulls the loop forward the most, and which one leaves the best space for the bass. So the core idea today is simple. Don't just make the snare bigger. Make it move the track forward. Choose a sample with the right DNA, layer for snap and body. Shape the envelope, use drum bus and saturator for character, keep the room short and controlled, and always judge the result in the full groove. That's how you get that timeless old-school DNB snare snap with regal roller momentum. Alright, let's get into it and build something that knocks.